Blog Talk Radio.
What I'm concerned about, I may have misunderstandings. So please, if you have any concerns about what I say on my podcast, please contact me. I don't want no misunderstandings to what I say, see? And I think misinterpreting and misunderstandings happen. I have been concerned about what I say because I say things very factually. It's very typical because there's a lot of people who say all kinds of things. There's a lot of podcasters and a lot of people say all kinds of things. But I don't want to attract no nonsense. But I attracted nonsense in the form of false allegations, lies about my home, and so on. For instance, I don't like saying I own a home because it's nobody's business, but someone said my home is a federal home. It is not. I own this home legally by law. I wouldn't be on my board of directors or pay homeowner dues, but it's nobody's business. That's a delusion. Whether a home is a federal property, it's not like the White House. The White House is owned by the people of the federal home. But whether it's federal or not, it's my right to enjoy, do what I want inside my home because I have my name legally with the county as a homeowner. It is legally a county, so I don't want to deal with no lies. My name wasn't on the mortgage. It wouldn't be my home. So you can check. I was looking at my mortgage statement. My name is on the home. If someone come over here and say I don't own a home or it's a federal property, they must be out of touch with reality. Why is I'm attracting this person who don't understand reality or how to mind their business? I don't know somebody who say that is either psychotic, a dangerous person, a very crazy person. I don't know. That's why I wanted to sell it. I have the power to sell the home. A misunderstanding comes in the forms of when I express myself, I express myself about things, about politics, about music, and I don't want to attract some crazy person who's concerned about my health. I talked about that, expressing myself is so important, and I know that nothing I say is illegal. It is legal to say what I want, and nothing is, threatening or so on. I put a disclaimer. I never say anyone's name. So I have to say I will continue to express myself, but I don't want no misunderstandings. But I attract to misunderstandings and misinterpretations with people and ignorance, ignorant people. So when someone says this is not my home and my home is on a mortgage account and it's with the county, I'm on the board of directors, they got to be crazy. I don't want that person coming over here. Sound like a dangerous person. I even have people misinterpret when I talk about issues with my home or because I wanted to sell it, and I still do. I want to be around regular, everyday life people who know how to mind their business and don't make up stories or say stuff that ain't true. They made up stories about my health and so I'm like, are they ignorant? You can't make assessments on me simply because I do a podcast. Where do they come from? Where do these extremists or these mentally ill people come from? Something is wrong with them if they don't get investigated or locked up, because you got to let people live, When someone say they're concerned about my health is fine. You need practical evidence that something is wrong with me. Mentally, have I been in the hospital the last 31 years since I've been in California? No. I've been out here 91, 93, and I've been out here from 94 to 2023. So what is wrong with them? I haven't been in between that time, 93, 94, because I went from Los Angeles to New York City because I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. I am fine. I'm also into law student. I know the law. I have access to, you can look on the computer, I can check up everything. But don't make assessments on me someone was worried if I was going to go into a mental hospital. You know, that's crazy. Like I said, these nuts and these psychotic people need to be locked up, making up stories that I don't own my home, making up stories that it's a federal, this is not no federal property. What are they giving them? What? They think they can just do what they want. This ain't no federal property. You know, there's some crazy and extremists out here. So we have to be careful. I don't want to talk about that, but I'm giving that, those are examples of where I attract it because I think it's misunderstandings. I'm attracted to people who are interested in my podcast or have questions about my music, not some crazy person or some racist or some idiot or some criminal who take what I say and think they don't barge on in. You know, we're living in, and, you know, I know what the politics of the area I live in. I mean, this is the biggest industry in Los Angeles County is the entertainment industry. It encompasses Hollywood, not just Hollywood, the city and West Hollywood, but also San Fernando Valley and Beverly Hills and downtown LA, Santa Monica. It encompasses the whole, almost the whole entire area around, in and around LA. So there's a lot of artists, and I hope all their dreams come true. My dream didn't come true yet because I spent 30 years, and nothing to show for it. But it has happened where there's so many artists who want to make it as actors or singers, all shapes and sizes, songwriters, directors. You know, that's what, this is a place to make dreams come true. And a lot of artists don't live in West Hollywood. They live outside of, there are even artists in Pasadena, a bunch. So when someone say I'm crazy to be making music, I mean, where are they coming from? I made demos. Viva is for international. It's for me to go into the industry. Now I reached a point where after all these years, because it took me years to release that music, now it's time for me to leave. You know, I'm going to stay as a professional songwriter for a while, but I'm still an artist, you know. I'm just tired of struggling after 30 years and have people try to hinder and take my dreams away. You know, that's really sad. I spent all those years and listened to someone make up lies or say things, allegations that they sampled it. They got $100,000 for my song or they lying to other people. I mean, that is so evil. Why would I attract that garbage to me? When I say garbage, I mean evil people. But I do know that whatever we do, it comes back to us. If you're evil, people will see through that. Because I own all that music. I always tell another artist, I know artists around me, and I always wish them all the best. And I always respect an artist's music. You have to respect artists, how hard it is to be an artist in the society, especially out here with so many dreams, people are going for their dream. And you know, Hollywood only got so much, but it takes years to get that big break. And I'm tired of waiting. But that is the normalcy of this area. This ain't no regular area. This ain't back east. I mean, like I'm talking about Midwest. This ain't Montana. This is an area where one of the biggest areas where musicians, singers, songwriters, actors go. All ages, shapes and sizes. There are people 70 years old still trying to make it. So you're telling me I'm crazy? That's not a misunderstanding. That person is whacked. I had people make false preconceived notions about my mental health. My mental health is fine because I made allegations. They should not be making any assessments on me. There's laws against that. I know they're outside. They come around me and they make these false assessments that they, or whatever. It goes along with that old-fashioned type that they hear something, see something, and they do not, and they're doing it behind my back. That's not fair. That's not fair. You know, you can't make false assessments on people's health. there are people who obviously need it. They're dangerous going on with a gun or something. And I know I mentioned some things about that Maine situation, and I think I have people concerned about me. They should not be concerned about my health. I don't want no misunderstandings. It's just my right under law, right to express thyself. If we go to court, I'm sure I will win freedom of expression. There's no threat or anything. It's just an opinion. But it is a fact. There are obviously people who are endangering others. They may have done something. They've done something more. They set an allegation or a threat, and they've done something, and they've been investigated for doing something illegal to somebody. That is who need to be investigated. Or someone goes up to strangers, like I have experienced, and think they know me and threaten me or say false allegations about me. That's a crazy person. It's also a crazy person, a dangerous person, to make assessments on me or make concern about my health simply because I do podcasts or make complaints. They should not be involved. If you're an expert, you should know the laws, the rules, and regulations of the county. Just basic common sense. You know, there are people, obviously people living on the streets who are walking around and need help. That's extreme. They probably need help. And they compare me to that, and I don't live on the street. There's something wrong with the system. It also could be a racism, because when you see a black man trying to succeed, they don't want to see an African-American person trying to succeed. I know it's close to sight with racism. It would happen. If I was a white person, I probably wouldn't be experiencing some of this. And I know it's a racist kind of thing. You know, one of these extremist racists said, because I'm uppity. You know, they don't talk like that because that person is a hateful person, you know, or because of something like that. No. I hope that I know where they come from. I mentioned that center before. They should not be involved legally. I know what the county laws. You know, it really is. We should be careful if we make assessments. I came from 3,000 miles away to be an artist. I did not come out here to dealing with a crazy person who think I'm a social worker or say a leader. I ain't come out here to be no leader of no social or have some racist person who works as a social worker say false allegations about my mental health. Or some crazy person say I don't own my home when I actually do. It is legally my home. I know they contacted me, but I own it. You can check the county courthouse. That's where all the homeowners are. My name is on it. You know, I really have to stay away from crazy people because we do got crazy people in this society. And I try to be careful. I don't know. You know, I try to be with people who know how to deal with people directly. But one thing I know is just being an artist and being a painter is express thyself. And I have a right to do that because it's my opinion without judgment. So it really is sad when someone, I have never been in a mental hospital in Los Angeles since I've been out here since 91, 93, 94, and they thinking I'm going out. You know, that's a racist or a criminal. 31 years, 32 years. Never will happen. That's a crazy person or a criminal to say something like that simply because of, and to say I'm crazy for making music. Why am I attracting these people? And this is one of the biggest entertainment places on the planet besides Nashville and New York. Nashville, New York, Los Angeles are the biggest places you're making the music. A lot of performers, artists. And, you know, podcasters, there are millions. That's a fact. You know, I mean, we're living in a very liberal area. All I see is liberals getting elected. They're going to vote for Biden next year. That's a good thing because I am very liberal. It's going to be the 40 years since they have not voted for a Republican in 40 years. That's a very long time. Then somebody was talking about 35 years, the way 37 years of me being a hustler. That is crazy. You know, we're living, you know, it's always going to be liberal. But there's so many artists and unique people come out here. When I came out here, I was told this is a place for unique people and people who are very open to come out here because they don't want to be on other parts of the East Coast or wherever, South or wherever they come from, where they prejudge people. They're too old-fashioned. But in California, they're very open, especially San Francisco and Los Angeles attract those people. In Los Angeles, the artists. Came out here for the artists. If I wasn't out here for the art, I would have never came out here in the first place. And I'm like, all the struggling, maybe I should leave Los Angeles. My dream didn't come true, but, you know, it's like I'm considering it because I'm an ambitious person. But I got into academia. I'm trying to better myself. But I don't want to try to have a misunderstanding about what I say. I said something to a friend, and she mistook it to something else. And then she started saying something that I never said before, and I'm like, okay. I need to be very careful what I say, especially with complaints, because I attract a crazy extremist, someone who don't understand reality or someone who's a bigot. I don't want to attract that to me. You know, just because I'm an artist or a podcast or do my thing, I don't want to attract a racist to me, okay, or crazy person. You know, and it really is sad that I honestly said that people are trying to undermine me and take my dreams away, my pop music. They're trying to lie to people in the industry. These are allegations. When I say allegations, allege, these is what someone said that has not been proven, okay? Or proven, maybe it's true. So when you hear something alleged, it's an allegation, even if I say it. I don't want people to keep, if I hear something they keep hearing alleged, they take it and say, oh, he believes it. That is not factual. Be careful what you hear and don't be careful what you see. And we need to seek factual evidence of something happening. So when I say somebody's not well, you look for factual evidence. I have a law degree, and I understand the law, and it's important. One reason why I got into law was because I came across people even now who don't understand how the rights of people, but I don't know if I'm going to be an attorney. I don't know. That's up in the air. I don't know. I didn't come out here to do that, but it's something to fall back on. You have to have a dream and go for another dream. Unfortunately, that's not the dream I had in mind, but being an artist was so much. It's part of being good and being creative, you know, to write a song and to make music. It is not for someone who didn't write it or could get jealous to steal it or undermine my potential as an artist for their self-centered motives to make money from it without permission. It is not for someone to stop me from being an artist. I have the right to express myself, my mind, and my spirit. It is no right for anyone else, whether they're in the past or present, to make false assessments on my health simply because I talk about getting music or doing things like that. When someone mentioned another crazy person has mentioned about work, I mean, where I work or whatever, that's not an assessment of mental health, okay? But there are a lot of unemployed artists, you know. There were lots of starving artists, and they were unemployed, a lot of them, before they got discovered. But if she wondered about when unemployed, something is seriously wrong with this person because she should not be talking about me or somebody else's business and whether they're working or not, and something is wrong with her mentally. That's too extreme. Okay? I'm very much aware. Because I'm dealing with people who are not well and bigots are people who are, you know, dangerous. I cannot work in psychology. I was interested in it briefly and because of prejudice in the work field. So I will not be working in it ever again. But somebody else could work in psychology because that's not for me. I can't deal with somebody who talks at me with saying, you know, threatens me or say racist things or is dangerous, you know, or something, or say, you know, I can't deal with somebody who's delusional. I have to be around people who are well. And I'm going to bring that up because somebody around me thinks that I'm delusional. That's not true. They are not an expert. And if they were, they're not supposed to be making that assessment unless they see me directly. That's just someone who's dangerous. It's important we stay away from racist, extremists, and very dangerous people. I have people make assessments on me for no reason, make up false allegations I don't own my property, and it's on a county recorder office Dove Night. You can check downtown. You know, or who don't know what the politics of this society is. They simply need to be seen by a psychiatrist, or hopefully they can go to prison so they can learn how to deal with people. Because I don't want to deal with that. That's why I mentioned misunderstandings, because I want to hopefully people can clearly hear what I say on these podcasts and not attract some psycho to me, you know, some crazy person or someone who misinterpreted what I say. But I guess I have my own way of talking about things. Perhaps they preconceive it to be something that is not true. The best answer for me to you about that is you can contact me directly. You can ask questions. You know, look up in the county recorder office. You know, we go up to, and if we're concerned about somebody, we go to, they have to be something extreme or something really serious. Just because of an allegation, that's not a good assessment to make of. We need to be careful about bigots in the society, even in a liberal place like Los Angeles. Okay, Los Angeles County, they're still bigots. And then being an African-American person, I experienced it on both sides of the coin. Different color or opposite color, or people who are ignorant. They don't understand diversity, and they don't understand people's expression. They're not artists. They're not from Los Angeles. They don't know what an artist is in Hollywood. They don't understand the diversity on this planet with different characters and different people, and they make their own assessments based on false preconceived notions that are biased. Perceptional bias happens all the time. I was a victim of it. When people had a preconceived notion or a false perception of me based on the way I talk or way I look, and it turned out that, you know, they were wrong about me, I don't want those people around me because they can hurt a lot of people. And at the same time, whether they know about me, when I make a song, I'm not making it for, you know, it was on Vivo and so on, it's for to make it an industry because that is very common out here in Los Angeles. And yes, it's very, a lot of people's dreams didn't happen. My dreams didn't happen, unfortunately. And I believe some of it may have to do with the perceptual bias, but I hope that that isn't the fact because that's a misunderstanding. Do not judge me on a book by its cover. Get to know that person directly, thoroughly, before you make any assessments. But people have judged me by the book, judged me by the way I look and everything, and they were factually incorrect. It's really sad that I express myself and I do these podcasts and I do things and I see that people are not as wise or IQs are lower than my shoe size as far as understanding people of diversity and understanding having the knowledge to deal with people of all types. They need to get educated. They don't need a book to get educated. They need to get educated on life itself, and where they live and where they go before they make an assessment of anybody, especially if they're not an expert. When someone who doesn't know who's not an expert in psychology making assessments on my health, something is seriously wrong with them. They're not educated enough to make assessments. Even if they were, they're not supposed to be making assessments on me when they don't even talk to me. They're just going by what they hear. I mean, this, or what they see. There's something wrong with that. But it's also bias. I know it's bias. It has to be more than that. When I ain't done nothing to that's so extreme that I said, or anything to them, I don't even talk to them, then it has to be probably some kind of prejudice. It has to. And when it's prejudice, it's really sad that they're twisting their racism or their homophobic tendencies into something that's false to cover up their hatred of me simply because of some disorder that they have. And that's pretty much what it is. It really, we have to be careful how we preconceive people. We have to be careful because it can cause a lot of harm in this society. And that's why I talk about it, because misunderstandings can happen. It happened to me too many times, perceptual bias, making a false, that preconceived notion or allegation that isn't true on my health and so on. I try not to do that to other people, but I have to talk about it. We should not be doing anything to hinder my or anyone else's potential. Yes, I had people trying to take my dreams away because of self-centered motives, because they didn't know how to write a song or want to get into business by stealing, and that's not how you steal. That song is copyrighted. It may be a false allegation because I didn't hear anything. I didn't see no evidence. I'm just saying someone said it. That's an alleged situation. So last thing I'm going to say that if you think of your concern or whatever questions you have about what I say, you can contact me on my podcast and I'll give you a direct answer. Other than that, if I don't hear anything, I will continue to express myself. Because I think some of the stuff that I'm going through in my life and with other situations had to do with false or preconceived notions about me, perceptual bias, bigotry, and that is not fair to me or anyone else. Being uneducated on the facts of life is no excuse to make an assessment on me without any evidence to back it up. Good day, good night from Dove Knight. Mm-hmm.